Well, we go to the courts next, where a 46-year-old woman has been jailed for life for the murders of two men who were shot dead and whose bodies were found on an island in a Midlands lake 11 years ago. Ruth Lawrence, who's originally from Clontarf in Dublin, but with an address at St Patrick's Cottage, Ross Mount Nugent in County Meath, had denied murdering 33-year-old Anthony Keegan and 32-year-old Owen O'Connor in 2014. Well, Crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was at today's sentencing hearing and he joins us now. Paul, remind us of what happened to Anthony Keegan and Owen O'Connor.
Well, Keen, the bodies of the two men were discovered on Inchicup Island on Loch Sheelan, which straddles the borders of Meath, Westmeath and Cavan, 5 weeks after they went missing 11 years ago. Owen O'Connor, we heard, was a drug dealer in Dublin who had drugs stolen from him. The court heard that Ruth Lawrence and her South African boyfriend, Neville van der Westhaven, were involved in planning of that theft, and the cocaine stolen was brought back to their home in Cavan. Now, O'Connor had also sold drugs to Lawrence's South African boyfriend, and he owed him €70,000. The theft of the drugs, we heard, and the drug debt put Owen O'Connor under pressure, and he and his childhood friend, Anthony Keegan, went to Cavan to meet the couple. Ruth Lawrence then shot Owen O'Connor in the stomach, but the shot was not fatal, and we heard it was quickly followed up by a shot to the head by her boyfriend. Anthony Keegan, who arrived with Mr. O'Connor and was his childhood friend, was shot in the neck and the head. During the trial, we heard from two witnesses. Stacey Sims testified that Ruth Lawrence had shot Owen O'Connor, but that it went wrong, so her boyfriend, Neville, quote, took over. She also said that she remembered that Lawrence thought it was funny that the other fella, Anthony Keegan, said he would die for Owen O'Connor because they were friends. And she also testified that she and her father, Jason, who also gave evidence and were described in court as low-level drug dealers, were asked to help them to move the bodies of the two murdered men.
The families of both men gave victim impact statements today in court. What did they say?
Yeah, they spoke of their torment and their loss, the grief that they still feel at the deaths of their loved ones in such horrific murders. Owen O'Connor's wife, Karen Roach, said that to hear that Ruth Lawrence laughed, to murder them both wasn't enough. To hear they wanted to tie concrete to them and dump them in a lake, she said, is one of the most inhumane things I've ever heard. Her daughter, her and Owen's daughter, Brooke, who was 10 at the time her father was murdered, said that she never really truly understood what was wrong with her as a teen until now. She said that selling drugs is no reason to die in the way my father did. He did it to provide for the family, a roof over our head and put food on the table. And the fact that his death is no reflection on the way he lived his life. Now, Anthony Keegan's sister, Margaret Keegan, said that Ruth Lawrence had spent 10 years running from a murder in a country she knew had no extradition treaty with Ireland. She has never shown any remorse and she described her as cold and callous.
And the court heard, Paul, that extradition is still a possibility in the case of Ruth Lawrence's partner.
Yeah, Ruth Lawrence was sentenced today to the mandatory term of life in prison, two life sentences which are to run concurrent by Mr. Justice Tony Hunt. We heard that Ruth Lawrence and Neville van der Westhaven had left Ireland after the murders and went to South Africa. She was extradited, charged and subsequently convicted. She has no previous convictions, but an arrest warrant has been issued for Mr. van der Westhaven. Now, he's currently serving a 15-year sentence in South Africa, having been convicted in 2020 on 6 counts of kidnapping, attempted murder, and murder. But we're told that if he is given parole before them or when the sentence becomes complete, that the extradition case may become live again.
Paul Reynolds, thank you.